QAnon, an invitation to the Great Awakening, which is the perfect name for what this is. It's basically kind of the first chapter of the Q story told by, you know, many of us who have helped to build it online, at least. I expected it like you. I never expected it to be anything huge. I thought it was just going to be a piece of history. I thought it was going to be, you know, just some stories from people I thought were awesome. And I invited more people to be part of it as well, but people that I looked up to and I respected for their contributions to this. After it hit first place, the MSM unleashed the full weight of their fury on it. They've been attacking it. Even RT's been attacking it. NBC's doing their little hit piece on it with, you know, even a video. So we've kicked the hornet's nest. When it blew up to number one within a few short days on the Amazon bestseller list, my jaw dropped. And I live for this fight. I'm all about getting the truth out there. And I know when they're hitting me this hard, I'm doing something good. And that's not just me. That's everyone in this book, yourself.
In keeping with my promise to provide the absolute best products I can find that I take personally and would give my family, I'm really excited to show you their advanced NMN, which has been proven to dramatically increase your energy and much more. As discussed in multiple shows with Ken Schwartz and Cliff High, NAD is a great supplement to enhance C60's effectiveness, but even on its own, NMN can pass through cell membranes and join with other NMNs to then convert into NAD+, making it much more effective than other NAD supplements on their own. NAD and NMN has been scientifically shown to increase DNA repair in cells. It has also been shown to promote the creation of new mitochondria that can replace our old mitochondria, and it can also increase the removal of damaged mitochondria in our cells. It maintains stem cells' usefulness and ability to regenerate. It also has been shown to reverse age-associated expression of genes involved with inflammation. It does this and a lot more, and it does this at an affordable price of $37.95. Click on the link below to find scientific studies and to learn more about this amazing product. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This episode, I have Dustin Nemos coming, and he is going to talk about the Q book that came out. We both donated a chapter. I donated my interview with Jimmy Boots, Detective Rothstein, which I think is just so incredibly important. I wrote the intro and things, but I didn't write a lot. But it was my interview, and then I wrote a chunk of it. And he wrote a chapter of the book, but he actually is one of the editors, and he's been working hard to get that book out. But the amazing part is it beat the McCabe book. It actually reached number two of all Amazon books, and we think that it probably would have been to number one, but they worked hard deleting reviews, all these things to keep it down. So it did amazing. And from there, there's been a lot of hit jobs, a lot of different NBC people are doing hit pieces on it. And so we are going through each element and debunking the hit pieces. As far as people making, I'm not making a cent. I just donated. My goal was to get that information out. It is so important information. I haven't even had a chance to read the rest of the book. Don't know everything detail that's in it. I know the topics are really important, but I was just so concerned with getting that information into the hands of people. Every time Detective Rothstein has been approached for an interview by major television and media networks, BBC and History Channel and all sorts of other major networks, as soon as they get into the details, they get scared and they stop and they don't come back. And just to get this information to the hands of people and get people to start understanding what's really going on is priceless. And that's why I was involved. And so I'm not sure if I'm not really 100% in sync with Q because I don't really know a lot. I interview people on it who really follow it. But what I am 100% in sync with them on is getting this information out to people and getting the truth out to people and getting people educated on it. And I'm so busy at figuring out, being a journalist and trying to figure out things and talking to people, that I haven't really followed it to the degree that others have. But from what I understand and talking to Dustin, we had another interview before Dustin and I talked about it, is it doesn't matter what you think you, but it as far as it being real or not, people are real. Well, it's real that somebody's doing this information, but the important thing to me, and I think to Dustin as well, this is what he said, it doesn't matter. It's the point that people are getting educated and they're learning what's really going on. It's the great awakening. And for my patrons, I'm going to provide a copy of the chapter that I wrote for the book. it'll be up there, and I'm going to see if I can get another little bit of the book for you as well to put up there for my patrons. And otherwise, you can get the book at Amazon.com. I'll have links below. But let's now get into the interview with Dustin Nemos. Dustin, thank you so much for joining the program.
Hey, how are you, Sarah?
Well, you know, we did a project together. I kind of just contributed a chapter, and I'm kind of sitting in the background, right?
Yeah.
We all kind of feel that way. I don't even feel like a writer. I did write up the intro and things and that I wrote and then read on air. So I guess I wrote to a certain degree, but it was really my interview with Jimmy Boots, which I'm proud of that interview. And then you also actually wrote a chapter and many people, but this book on Q, and mine was more on Jimmy Boots, which fits into the Q narrative just because it's the truth, right? We're getting information out there, which to me was the most important thing. But this book is doing amazing. Talk about the book. What's the title and what's going on with it?
So QAnon, An Invitation to the Great Awakening, which is the perfect name for what this is. It's basically kind of the first chapter of the Q story told by, you know, many of us who have helped to build it online, at least, you know, like YouTube presence and such, like yourself and myself. And Twitter and things like that, social media, about the only way to get around some of the censorship, you know, viral spread on social media these days. So we've helped to build this thing up. And we, you know, where do you go from there? I mean, I expected it like you. I never expected it to be anything huge. I thought it was just going to be a piece of history. I thought it was going to be, you know, just some stories from people I thought were awesome. And I invited more people to be part of it as well. But people that I looked up to and I respected for their contributions to this. And you know, I don't know every single person that was in the book. There's a few names I didn't even know at the time that others had brought in and they respected as well. So I trust their judgment on it. You know, but I can't necessarily speak to those people's, you know, chapter or anything. I haven't even gotten my book yet. That's where we are now. But it did blow up. The MSM, after it hit first place, the MSM unleashed the full weight of their fury on it. They've been attacking it. Even RT's been attacking it. NBC's doing their little hit piece on it with, you know, even a video. So we've kicked the hornet's nest. You know, even within the Anon community, there's some folks who were angry that we did this book. But I think, like I said, it was a piece of history. I never thought it would get very big, but it has. And that's just more opportunity for us to have a platform to speak this message. I don't really consider myself an author, you know, kind of like yourself. I mean, I did a chapter and I did write it, and it is my story, but it's just a chapter, you know. It's just not like I didn't write a whole book, or I'm not an Einstein or anything. We just did a chapter, and, you know, everyone had their part to play. Everyone had their niche and their skill and their contribution to that. But that's all it is. It's just our stories, our experiences in this movement. And that's where we are now.
And it's, when you say number one, explain that, because that's pretty incredible. And that's, you know, I saw the email from the publicist that we should all be proud because now we're all best-selling authors. And I was just kind of laughing with my husband. I'm like, I don't really feel like that. But, you know, it is a best-selling book. And like I said, I provided my interview and then I wrote a little part of it, but not...
Well, consider it like a book for the modern era. You know, like we all are so busy and we're all doing our part to help spread truth. We all kicked in a little bit to this book, and it, you know, you can read it. It's not a long book. You can read it in small bites. So it's not too bad. I guess you could call yourself an author, but, you know, that wasn't really the point. At least not for me. I just wanted to get the truth out there. And when it blew up to number one within a few short days on the Amazon bestseller list, my jaw dropped. And frankly, like, I've been nonstop busy dealing with the repercussions ever since, sleeping every other night, finally getting caught up on that. But, you know, there's just a lot of blowback, and that's fine. That's exactly where I want to be.
The scientists at LivePet are hard at work solving our cancer epidemic. They have the most promising cancer trials going on now with pet clinics around the country that I have ever seen. You can see the promising cancer research and trials going on some of the past shows that I've done. The links are below. While working with C60 and other ingredients, these talented scientists developed a hair growth serum that really works. They sat on it for years. After all, cancer is their focus. But they now realize how much the profits from this product could really help their cancer research. So the C360 Hair Growth product was launched.
C360 Hair Growth is specifically designed to revive your hair growth by targeting hair follicles and restarting your hair growth cycle. C60, the active ingredient in C360 Hair Growth, reactivates hair follicles that have stalled due to hereditary hair loss, physical conditions, or environmental factors that may affect follicle production. You will begin to see visible results using C360 Hair Growth within 3 to 6 weeks. Buy today knowing that your future hair growth will help fund very promising cancer research. See more at the link below.
Well, you know, and I talked to Detective Rothstein, Jimmy Boots, and I talked to him about it, and I said, you know, I'm not like the other Anons. I interview people that follow Q and that talk about Q, and my biggest thing is I was just so happy that truth was getting out. It's another avenue to help people understand stuff. And I told Detective Rothstein, I don't know what I think of Q, but I really 100% am in sync with getting information out to the people. And his information and our interview together was so important that, and it fits in their narrative of trying to educate people. And I really wanted to get it out there. So I'm so happy that it's a bestseller because his information and that interview and what we did together is so important for people to know. And I think that's how people feel about this whole movement anyways, is the truth and trying to get people, the Great Awakening, trying to get people to be educated as to what's really going on.
I think that your chapter is actually probably the best, and or at least the most important chapter in there, because this, you know, this child trafficking, human trafficking thing is the number one issue as far as most of us are concerned in the movement, myself included. I know yourself included. This has got to stop, and having a number one best-selling book, yeah, that gives us a platform, that gives us options, that gives us a weapon against them, that gives us an opening to normies to kind of, you know, red pill them, who maybe they don't know, maybe they're on the fence, you know. That gives you something to pass out with people, that gives you something to take notes and reference. And people wanted this. People, just like the t-shirts and stuff, people wanted something like this. I know I did. I'm a book lover.
Well, and I think, you know, the importance of that is the human compromise. You know, human trafficking is so awful. But what's behind it is this human compromise and how that's compromising everything. War and, you know, the pharmaceutical, just everything. But I think you're right. People need that, and it gives another avenue to be able to get out something that's so important. But you are being attacked relentlessly. And can you talk about that? I mean, the hijabs, there's NBC, and I want us to go through each thing that they're talking about, because it really, some of the stuff they're saying makes us look really stupid. And so I want to debunk that and then go through, talk about some of the, what Amazon, some of the tricks that they had up their sleeve.
Yeah. Well, you know, my general opinion of the MSM is that they're kind of cooked already and they don't really have anybody that listens to them anymore except the crazy left. And in their case, you know, anything that they say bad is like a mark of honor, sort of a badge of honor. And it just probably adds credibility to what we're doing. Now, you know, that's not always the case, but, you know, some of them may have a voice. Maybe Fox will attack it. RT attacked it. I don't know. But, you know, as far as the mainstream media on the left, I'm not as worried about them. I'm more concerned with some of the people within our own movement that spread misinformation, who have a voice that people still trust and respect. NBC comes up with lizard people and whatever other kind of insults they want to throw at us. You know, whatever, that's fine.
It does make us look stupid, you know, that they're talking about some guy thought his brother was a lizard and killed him.
Okay,
what the hell is that? What does that have to do with human compromise and human trafficking and all these other very important issues? Is that the reptilian agenda and all the other stuff that is out there and the disclosure movement, or what was it? I haven't had a chance to read the whole book, so I don't know.
No disrespect for those people out there, but I kind of keep my eyes on the ground level bad guys. I don't have a lot of time to focus above ground and like space and such. And maybe there's like secret space programs and who knows what's going on out there. I definitely believe the government's covering up some technology and who knows, right? But I'm not really, you know, space aliens and reptiles and all that other stuff, whatever they're trying to accuse us of. I don't follow that stuff. I don't know. I don't know what even they're talking about with all of the different things that they're saying in that. I mean, maybe I won't even get all the jokes, but obviously, clearly, you know, I don't support that. You don't support that. I don't think anybody in the book supports that. This kind of the guy who hurt his brother with a sword, the guy who took over the bridge with a gun, all these things. These are people who are mentally disturbed, who have issues. These are not necessarily, and maybe they were part of the movement, or maybe they saw a video and they heard something from the movement, but mentally disturbed people should not immediately make everyone in a movement with millions of people guilty. You know, that doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, there's a lot of people on the left who have done terrible things like shoot up Republicans, and I don't necessarily blame everybody at NBC for that.
Or there's somebody on the left that dresses like a clown every day and thinks that they're on Saturn. You know, I mean, that doesn't mean everybody on the left thinks a clown and on Saturn.
Or thinks that they are a boy when they're a girl, or vice versa. I mean, these are problems.
Well, my sister's a doctor, and she has this guy that is like 6'5", and he wears a tutu, and he does all these things, and he goes, and he needs to see her because she is his protection. You know, she's like 5'4", and he just needs her because he feels safer with her. And God bless him. He's just mentally, has some issues, but someone like that could be really on the left. That doesn't mean they're all like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And what a great opportunity to talk about some of the stuff that's going on that's causing things like brain damage. I mean, vaccines
exactly.
and stuff. I mean, they're pushing so
Thank
many
you.
Things on there. I'm not surprised people are having issues with hurting people with swords or wearing tutus and stuff. I mean, I'm surprised that you and I can even have this conversation like normal, sane people and use reason and logic and actually go through the arguments without having our own problems, because I'm sure we've suffered some of the same stuff, the radiation, some of the chemtrails and such they've done. And vaccines, I was vaccinated when I was young. I mean, I'm just really happy that I have some level of brain left with what they're doing to us.
Yeah, well, I think that we just have to keep trying to get the truth out there and work with it. But I wanted to address some of these hit things face on, you know, head on, so that we're not afraid. You know, it's not that we, like I said, I wrote my thing. I haven't even had a chance to read the whole book. So I told Detective Rothstein, he was happy as could be, because every time he tries to get his information out there, the mainstream media will not cover it, will run from it. He's had every major network pretty much approach him, BBC, you know, the History Channel, all sorts of people approach him to do interviews. And then as soon as he really dives into it, they get scared and they run off. And so for him, you know, just getting this out there in a big way is so important. But there has been hit jobs. Now, what's going on in the Anon community?
Okay, so kind of like NBC, I don't take it too seriously because there's only a few angry voices out there, but some of them do have like followers and such. So I've identified a few folks. Sainted Anon has an issue with the book. Corticon has an issue with the book. There's a few on Twitter that have an issue with the book. Different reasons. Corticon seems like his heart's in the right place. He had, and I don't know his full argument, but I saw part of a video, and his issue was that we named it Where We Go One, We Go All. And some people feel like we're taking over the movement, or that we're putting ourselves as like the authority for all of that movement. And that's not it at all. I mean, I mean, obviously in the context of the book, Where We Go One, We Go All is just the author's name. And that just means just the us, right? But in terms of trying to take over the movement, we've never claimed to speak for all of Where We Go One, We Go All. There was some poor choice of wording in the introduction that called us an authority on QAnon and spokespeople, I guess, for the move for Where We Go One, We Go All, the author. And that has confused a lot of people in terms of saying that we're the spokespeople for QAnon, or that we are the authority. And I never said the authority. I didn't even write that part of it. And maybe we will, you know, tweak the words so it's a little bit more clear for folks. I don't know. I asked the team, you know, yourself included, what they thought of that. I don't feel like we should have to back down to some of those, you know, ridiculous arguments. But just for clarification, that part of it makes sense. So Corticon, I think his heart's in the right place. Now that gets us to the other folks like Sainted Anon and others. I mean, this guy, and I've shown some of the, you know, the tweets there, the DMs where he sent me on Twitter, where he was being really nice and asking me to follow him and saying, no fake MAGA here, all that stuff. And then suddenly I hear that there's a video about me, and he's done this like big hit piece, and he goes through, tries to call us, you know, patriots with a Y, profiteers on the movement, all this other stuff. Like, we don't care. Trying to like read our minds and impugn our honor based on our, you know, some sort of motivation that he's implying to us that we don't have. I mean, he's trying to like, you know, he's doing the same stuff that the left does. He's using ridicule. He's kind of mind reading and then, you know, putting things there that aren't there. And people like that, you know, those are what I call the fake MAGAs. That's what my chapter was on. When they attack me, I have a great day. So, we can go through any of those arguments. We're not profiteering. I'm losing money on this book so far. My channel is suffering because I can't even make videos. Whatever we do make off of the book is probably not even going to cover that. As far as, you know, any kind of profit made on the book, I think that we've broken even now. I think the publisher is paid now. I'm not even 100% sure about that. But books don't really make a lot of money. I mean, this is a book.
But we were all donated. I haven't made a dime. I didn't even think about making it. I just really wanted that information out there.
Well, most people in the book are like, well, we don't take money. You know, like Joe M. I've tried to help Joe M. out. I'm like, look, I would pay you full time to do this, man. I would get you ads or whatever you need so you can focus full time. And I've offered that to many people out there in the YouTube community that are doing good work and telling truth, because I'll find a way to make it work, right? I'll find a way to get that funding happening. I'm good with the business side of things. I'm good with the networking side of things. Yeah. But
money isn't very smart if you don't have another source of income. You know, like
sure,
me, I mean, this is, we do this full time. If I don't get paid, then I'm done. But as far as this book is going, you know, if we don't make money, and we both have our means of making money, but this book was not it. I mean, I don't make a dime.
Yeah, I can't wait till I actually figure out what we did make so I can tell everybody and they can just put egg on their faces, because I assume it'll be pretty low. This was about history. This was about advancing the cause. This was about getting Q to the number one spot and taking some territory by force from the mainstream media, which we did. This battle proves it. The flack that we're taking proves it. The fact that the fake MAGAs are out, even though you address their argument, they pop up in 10 other places with the same kind of argument. They're not honest people, you know, they're angry, and they won't listen to reason. And anyone who thinks that, you know, they have a legitimate argument, go through it with them. I've done all the rebuttal videos. We're about to do rebuttals here. Go through it with them and see. They're not honest people.
Yeah, I don't even know who they are, really. I'm so focused, being honest. I am so focused on my agenda of learning things and getting the truth out to people. I don't even know. I mean, I'm not following any of that. I just know you and a couple other people, and I'm just not even in the know.
There's been an issue. You know, I don't know how much you followed the Q thing, but ever since Alex Jones started talking about how he was in contact with Q, you know, secret knowledge, insider knowledge, which Q has promised was never going to happen. He started saying Q was fake, and then, you know, all this. He just kept lying about Q, and of course he kept lying about Q, and then Posobiec, you know. So we identified this term, and Q identified this term, fake MAGA. And at first, you know, Q was kind of talking about it, and I was out there saying, we need to go after these guys. It's not about the mainstream media anymore. It's about the people that we still trust that are lying to us, like Fox and Alex Jones and others. So I was out there pushing the fake MAGA thing for a long time. So my chapter being on it, everything else, I love being the guy that they're attacking right now. It's amazing. What an opportunity to crush some shills with logic, reason, evidence, and compassion.
Okay. I'm just glad I'm not you.
It's fine.
I'm getting attacked for my own crap. Go ahead. Yeah.
I live for this fight. I'm all about getting the truth out there. And I know when they're hitting me this hard, I'm doing something good.
Yes, you are.
And that's not just me. That's everyone in this book, yourself included.
Yeah. And, you know, I have a big show that I just did on the Vatican and the abuses that go on. And it's almost at 600,000 views. That one has really created a hornet's nest. And it's...
Yeah.
So I have enough of a problem where I don't need to be in that. I don't need to be dealing with what you're dealing with. But, you know, dealing with the truth is and really working hard to uncover the truth. We're not always over the target because it's so hard. There's misinformation. There's stuff that we get. It's so hard. And you got all those fake MAGAs. You don't know until something like this happens who's real, who's not. They infiltrate. But just doing what we're doing is going to come with the territory. You know, telling, like Jesus said too, you know, you're going to, it's hard to live a life of love and truth because, I mean, it's not hard in the sense of I can't do anything else. But the point is that you're always going to have that pushback because it's easier to go with the masses. It's easier to go with the people in power.
So you lose yourself and you lose your every compromise that you make on your morality issue. I mean, you start to lose pieces of yourself until eventually you don't recognize who you are anymore. You know, I don't want to be that person, but this is not the first time the fake MAGA have attacked me. I mean, Alex Jones literally said that I put out a video saying kill him. you know, with QAnon. So, you know, this is the kind of thing I'm used to dealing with. And now I've got a couple of others, but it's not a big deal. You just have to go back to the Q posts. You know, for example, Q has mentioned history books quite a few times if you actually search for history books. But a couple of times he said things like, they attempt to infiltrate, repackage, and rebrand as their own profit vehicle, destroy through misinformation, absorb the confused. He's talking about the fake MAGA. So people like Corsi, you know, out there really pushing their own books really hard, full of disinformation mixed with truth, admitting basically to inserting his own narrative into the Q narrative. Those folks, you know, Q says, be careful who you follow. Some are profiting off this movement. Message sent, message received. Those guilty immediately reacted predictably. Timetable accelerated, misinformation attack. Now, what gets me is that, and there's a few more here, but what gets me is people like Sainted Anon, who've been around for a while, they should remember this. They should know the context. We've been through this before as far as the whole profiteers of the movement thing goes. I'm a journalist like yourself. I'm trying to hire help. I'm trying to hire a full-time human trafficking reporter. She's just working 10 hours a week right now. I've got bills to pay. But, you know, people do profit from the movement and they do lie. And that is a problem if they are lying. So if they're doing good things, that's not a problem. Q even shared a post, 1366, just refer back to that. He said, and Anon said, and he shared it, and that was it. He just shared it, which means he's supporting it. I don't think it would be fair to say that a journalist can't make money when covering Q, but that's the difference. A journalist covering Q isn't necessarily usurping Q. The Patriots with a Y in question were trying to usurp Q. This video explains blah, blah, blah. So if you actually go and see that post, that clears it all up. And why don't they remember that? I mean, these guys have been around.
Journalists should be able to make money covering
the truth.
Anything, yeah. Whether it's human trafficking and organ, some of the worst things that could be in the world. You got to make a living. And so it's people need to understand that. Now, taking advantage of people is a whole nother issue, and that's what they're accusing you of. True. And that's not what's going on here. No. Now, how can people get this amazing book?
Well, before that, real fast, I want to kind of address that exploitation thing briefly.
Go ahead.
Because a lot of people are trying to say that we're taking advantage of like the work of the Q movement, or like we're taking all of the free research and stuff and we're trying to like copyright it or something. That is not true at all. Everything in this book, to my knowledge, is original content. I mean, we're telling our stories, we're telling our perspectives. No one can tell the story of how they interviewed Jimmy Boots but you. No one can tell the story of how they, you know, made Alex Jones cry after he came out against QAnon, except me. I mean, those are our stories. People want to see that, and they wanted to get the book, just like I wanted to get this T-shirt or anything else to support QAnon. Those are good things to have out there. I mean, we also have Q saying select news members and journalists are vital to delivering the message, as are you. Imagine if these people were removed. Total control in regard to MSM. They represent a clear and present danger to the enemy. So that's talking about people like Sarah Carter, folks like us, people who are telling the truth and getting, you know, putting our necks on the line to do so, showing our faces and our names, that kind of thing. You know, I'm no longer an Anon. I'm a journalist. You know, even though Nemos means no one, that's where we started. This is kind of where we are, and we do have some fake MAGAs to still deal with. But where they can get the book right now, it's on Amazon. It's still a bestseller. I don't know which categories. I think we were bestselling in three different categories at one point. We made it all the way up to number 2 on the full chart of books, and we beat McCabe. And here's the funny thing: as we were kind of neck and neck with McCabe's book, which means that the Q narrative was neck and neck with the deep state narrative, they were dropping hundreds of reviews from our book.
Wow.
Confirmed reviews that were paid reviews. No, I've never heard of such a thing. And they were being really manipulative. So we almost lost to McCabe, and then we just blew past him, right? Because we've been working our asses off to get the word out about this. And then, of course, the entire establishment started to attack. So now they've booted us down to below Michelle Obama. They've kept playing some of their review games and such, but So they're not going to let us hit that number one spot, but Q is always going to be a bestseller. We took that number one spot. McCabe and everything else, they just sort of, you know, whatever. They just sort of manipulated, and that's what they do. It is Bezos, after all. No friend of Q or Trump.
So we were number 2 officially on their list, but we probably were number 1.
I mean, sure. Hundreds of reviews dropped. That's dramatic.
Yeah, so
especially in a short
that's fun because we were probably number 1, but we were officially number 2. Nobody can take that away from us. And above McCabe
we were number 1 in
McCabe,
our categories.
Yeah, right after a 60 Minutes interview and stuff. So that's a big deal.
Yeah, we crushed him right after that too. So, you know, people don't trust their narrative. This is proof, like I'm talking about taking territory. This is proof that Q has more influence with people who buy books and read them, you know, thinking people, than the MSM and their deep state narrative with McCabe.
Well, thank you so much, Dustin. It is so important that we get that. And I am so thankful that that interview got out and into more people's hands. It's so important. It's so important. And all the other stuff that's in there, I need to read more of it. But I know the topics at a high level, and there's so many important things. And, you know, we all are trying to get the truth out there. So thank you so much. And thank you for taking all that heat. I'm glad I'm not you.
I love it. I live for this. You know, it's kind of, I was debating for fun even before I started becoming a journalist and doing the YouTube thing. I was debating philosophy for fun. In fact, I was debating capitalist philosophy for fun. So when they come at me with this patriot stuff, look, as Trump said, this will never be a communist or socialist country. We are a capitalist nation. And in a capitalist nation, you do good for others and you get rewarded. Trump made himself a billionaire by helping other people. I would love to do that one day. But right now, all of my money is going back into just getting the word out. So either way, I don't have any shame from taking a profit. I wish I could have more profits. I could do a lot more good in the world with those profits and hire more help. But, you know, we do what we do with what we can.
Well, thank you so much. How do they get hold of you? Where do they see more of you?
Until I'm banned again on YouTube, it's Dustin Nemos 2, Dustin Space Nemos 2, or DustinNemos.com. And thank you for having me on, Sarah. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Yeah. And you also have an online way that you promote and you support yourself. Where is that?
I do. I have ApexHealth.club, which is a great health store. I don't really have that many different things on there because I haven't had time to add them, really. I'm working on that part now. But I do sell some things like Carbon 60 and some supplements and a couple of small things that are more high impact and really helpful. And I do, you know, the funny thing about how I got into that was I was teaching people how to make their own stuff, high quality at home to save money. And it's kind of what I did. I was always kind of poor most of the time of my life. Not always, but most of my life. So I was just about saving money, being self-sufficient. I learned a lot of stuff about how to do that and really good quality recipes for different supplements that are easy to do at home and that you could really get a high impact for. For pennies a day, sometimes for almost free. And you don't have to necessarily buy these things. But some people chose to, you know, basically demand that I start selling it. So I started to sell some things.
Well, you don't have the time.
Yeah. And well, exactly. And some people want to support the work too. They choose to buy or they don't have the time or whatever.
Exactly.
And that's apexhealth.club. And that's expanding. I've got a lot of new products coming on that are great, like liposomal vitamins and things of that nature. Powerful stuff, over 100 times stronger than a normal vitamin because your stomach doesn't destroy the nutrients because, first of all, they're good quality nutrients, unlike most vitamins. And two, it's wrapped in a lipid or a fat cell. So it goes right through your acid and right into your blood. And that's a high impact thing. I mean, that's a good
that's
deal
great.
Versus most things.
That's amazing.
That's just one example of the stuff that I offer. I'm not an Alex Jones. I'm beating Alex Jones in this. I'm taking profit from Alex Jones in this because he's out there. You know, he's got good quality products. I assume I used to buy a ton of them myself. I still have the stickers. I'm throwing away as I find them. But, you know, he's out there selling a lot of health products. I give it away for free. I give away the information for free and some people choose to support it. But I'm about changing the world, taking down Big Pharma and their profit FDA revolving door. And I'm about affecting real change in the world, as I know you are.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Sarah, for having me on.